Why We Run, a poem by Scott Augustine. Consider the gazelle, or more to the point, the gazelle's leg, a beautiful machine of strong bones, ropey muscles, persnickety nerves from its sturdy hooves to its sexy haunches. It has spent millions of years doing nothing but evolving, evolving a superhuman ability to outrun lions. No, that's not really right, is it? It doesn't need to outrun lions. It needs to outrun other gazelles. The herd has not been reading Karl Marx. The herd has been reading Shirley Jackson. It's the grazers, the cud chewers, the vegetarians. They're the real cutthroats, aren't they? As we flee our way through life, keeping as much distance as we can between us and, well, whatever the heck it is back there, even a glance over the shoulder seems reckless. On a good day, you can't even feel the hot breath on the back of your neck. Sure, sure, the day will come when we are eaten by sheer attrition or silly mistake or just the inevitable tick of the clock. Eaten. It'll just be a day, an ordinary Wednesday, or 3 days before Christmas, or Ted's birthday. Years later, your cousin will say, "Oh, I know, it was just after the 10th. That's when the government benefits checks come. You know what that means around here, crazy town." From time to time, some fool, some hemp-wearing fool says, "This is beyond ridiculous. No one is chasing. There is no monster. It is our own footsteps we hear. Come, let's, you and me, stop. Sit down at this convenient sidewalk cafe. We'll order champagne. The waiter will bring flowers for us to smell. We'll seize the day. We'll seize it in Latin, carpeing the diem. We'll seize it in pig Latin, easing, say, the A-day. What say, friend? How about a rest?" And you say, "That sounds great, but you first, buddy." Consider the gazelle. Her last moments as she lies there, being eaten. If she is a well-read gazelle, she might wonder, why should a pampered lapdog, an animal who has only ever chased his own tail, only ever hunted in his sleep, be the one privileged to an easy death, held tight and crooned to, a tiny needle the only intrusion? Why do I have to endure this pain, this fear? Yes, it is the great circle of life, but it's not beautiful. It's not noble. It's anything but beautiful. It's awful. It's natural. Nikes? Seriously? Nikes? Why? We can't outrun the bear. Oh, my friend. The bear? No.
This episode of Sandbox Radio Live was recorded on April 16, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Sandbox Radio depends on the generous financial support of listeners like you. To make a donation and access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.